This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. More of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Schaefer, Tom Stevens, Jake Bachoven.
Hey, hey.
Of Tom and Bach. Good morning, gentlemen.
Did you have a Merry Christmas? You had lots of toys?
Very merry. Extremely merry.
Yeah.
I didn't get any toys, though. My best gift that I got, I think, was a safe.
A safe? It's a good gift.
Yeah, I got a safe.
Good gift.
Just in case my house burns down, like, you know, yeah. I can put my birth certificate in there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
She's going to hate that I admitted this on air, but my wife is really bad with passwords and with garage codes, all of that stuff. So she got the combination to the safe wrong so many times that we got locked out of our own safe.
Hey, oh, no. It's a key.
Well, yeah, and there's a key to get into it. Like, you can still force entry, but I have to reset the code, and I have to, like, go
find
the...
Oh, there's a code and a key.
Yeah, I have to go find the book and everything. Like, the key is the fail-safe. In case you can't remember the code.
Two-factor
which not only could she not remember, she put in so many failed tries, it locked and shut the whole electronic system down.
Wow.
You own a safe, Bach?
A very small one that I don't put much in.
Get a safe,
maybe
Bach.
Maybe should invest in it, yeah.
Bach's worried about people breaking into his house and taking the safe.
I'm not too worried about any.
You can take the entire safe.
Material
safe.
Possessions, whatever. It's not a big deal for me. I'll move on.
It's really the safe was probably worth more than anything that I put in the safe.
Yeah. Like here's examples of stuff that's in the safe include my baptism certificate that I needed for my church to get married this summer.
Maybe one really good baseball card that you think is worth a lot.
I don't have any baseball cards in my safe.
I like the Guardians hat, though. I saw you're making the switch. Well, you have to.
Everybody. Well, I don't have a choice.
You're forced to, yeah. But
I'm forced to retain my fanship of the team, even though I hate them.
Does this count as a Tom Stevens, the team is leaving you thing, even though they're not leaving, they're just changing their names? Does this give Schaefer an opportunity to change teams if he wanted
no,
to?
No, you can't.
If they left Cleveland, I would pick a new team. But they're still in Cleveland. It's,
right.
You know, so I'm still going to be a fan of them. I think the name is stupid, but I will support.
Right.
That's my whole
fair enough.
The only time I've ever left a team, Kansas City Omaha Kings, they moved to Sacramento, and I wasn't going to be a Sacramento Kings fan. That's the only time. If they leave you, then you're allowed.
Who's your NBA team?
The Celtics. I picked the Celtics after that because I really like Bird back then.
It worked out well for you.
Larry.
It did work. I mean, they've only won a couple championships since I picked them.
Yeah.
But it was it's
more
been
than
a
the
move.
Kings.
Yeah, right.
A lot more relevant than the Kings always.
Yeah, you made the right choice, I guess.
I love the Kings. They had Nate Archibald, and Sam Lacy, and Scotty Wedman, and Ernie Grunfeld. It was back in the day when the same players were on the same team for at least 5-6 years. So you got to know them. I remember back in the day. I miss those
Everybody
days.
Stayed on the same team.
Same with the Royals. I mean, you can.
I remember Tiny Archibald.
Okay, make fun of me.
No,
but
kidding.
Sports were
no,
better
right.
then.
I agree.
Sports were better then before free agency just took over.
College ball is going to be like that very soon. I remember when a guy would stay from freshman
That's
to
right.
senior year.
Yeah,
that was
That's right.
They would have a red shirt
That's
year.
Right. Yeah.
They wouldn't
there
even
was no that. Transfer portal in 1992.
No portal. Yeah.
Damn portal.
If there was, this guy. That's I like that conversation already. Who would have transferred if there was a transfer portal?
Yeah, we were talking about the possibility absolutely no backing behind.
There's always been transfer.
Graham Mertz. Would you take Graham Mertz? Yeah.
No.
I'd take Grammerts.
I don't want him.
I'd take Grammerts.
I don't think that's the answer.
It's the answer.
The guy who's bad.
Happer is a self proclaimed Mertz.
Yeah.
What do you love about
him? He's Hurtsin for Mertz.
Yeah.
More than Slovis? You want him
not more than Slovis. No, no, no. Out of anybody that could potentially be left.
Is that where we are?
Well, DJ Uiagalelei.
Yeah.
Tua's little brother.
Yeah, I'd take Tua.
Oh, yeah. Tua's little brother for sure.
These guys are not in the portal,
I think,
by the way.
Talia Tagovailoa is going to be a real option.
I'd take him.
Really?
Yeah. I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Well, I think in that offense with Whipple, I think that would be a good selling point, especially if they can add another receiver out of the portal, too.
Casey Thompson, I'd take him.
Yeah, is he still in there?
Is he still in there? I don't know.
I don't think he's gone anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. We have some things to say.
I got some problems with you people.
I thought Festivus was last week.
No, it was.
So there are going to be three more Happer and Schaefers ever.
Really just two.
Yeah, and I'm just by myself tomorrow. Yep. So Wednesday and Thursday, and that's it. Why? Because neither of us will work here anymore.
That's right.
That's it.
Have you been fired again?
Yeah, everybody else has always. I've been around for a lot of announcements, and I've always thought, wow, that seems really not fun to do. And I was right.
You're not having fun?
I'm not having fun at all. It's not great. But yes, this will be my final week here at 93.7 The Ticket. And I'm not lying right now, although it seems like I may be joking.
This is no joke.
This is not a joke.
This is not a joke. And because Happer's leaving, I'm leaving as well. Not really. But this is my final week as well.
That first one was a joke. That's not a joke.
That's not a joke.
Okay. We have to make very clear what we're not joking
about. We're not joking. We are leaving.
This is being handled with aplomb that you have come to expect from your host.
What do you do? Then we all go around the room. We're all Bach, do you have anything to say?
I'm out of here. I'm done.
That's a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's a joke. I'm the only one in this room that will be a 93.7 The Ticket next year.
Which is also next week.
So this is the final week of Tom and Bach and Happer and Schaefer.
So we're changing the call letters to K-Bach.
That's right.
That'd be cool.
It's called Bach Around the Clock.
Yeah. I bet those are still open.
We need to fill hours, so you guys are all leaving. I guess I'm just going to do 8 hours of radio a day.
KBOK is, it's an airport.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
KBOK, it's a radio station, K-Bach. In Reno, 93.3.
Oh, cool. I should apply there.
There's also K-Bach, like K-B-A-C-H, but...
Yeah.
Is that just a Bach channel for Sebastian Bach?
Yes.
Just nonstop classical?
Only Bach.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All the time.
To add into this with Happer departing and no more Happer.
Yeah, this
Schaefer,
has all been made very unclear. Yeah. Let's.
I will no longer be doing a daily radio show here at The Ticket either. However, I will still be popping in, I'm sure, for guest appearances. I still plan to be involved on Thursday mornings with the early break. So I'll be around. Yeah. I just won't be on daily as I have been for the last 2.5 years.
And it's very possible I could be doing like a weekly 1 hour radio show. So I think I could be appearing from time to time.
Mm.
But you know, I've just decided I need some time. There's some things that we haven't done, Heidi and I, as far as trips are concerned. I'd like to go to Europe next year and see the Huskers, but I want to go for like a couple of weeks if we go. So there are things like that. I just need some time, and I won't be going away probably permanently, but from this show, definitely.
What's my excuse?
Good one.
Don't have one, really.
You just have one.
Just leaving.
You might be popping up somewhere else, maybe?
Maybe. You could be popping up somewhere else.
Maybe one would expect that. But as far as leaving here, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
At the end of the week. Thursday. One more text bag. And that's it. I felt bad that we didn't say it to Alan Bell today. He's like, yeah, we'll never talk to you on the show again. So we probably
I was wondering if we shouldn't do something on Thursday where we have our regulars all for like a minute. And we just do a regular whip around at the final hour.
Tell them it's done.
Just get it in. You're going to be like, all right, we're bringing you on for a minute. Thanks. We appreciate everything you did. All right, we'll see you later. Bye.
Okay. We can maybe hook that up. We don't really do anything else on Thursdays.
I like that idea.
Thursday's pretty open for us.
For what it's worth, the Happer and Schaefer and the Recruiting Hour before it, very awesome show. I think that it.
Thanks, Bach.
Yeah, it's done very well in its time. And Tom and Bach, Tom's out on me under a year, so he's just like, yeah, I'm out of here.
No,
how does it feel, Bach? How does it feel to lose your co-hosts in a short amount of time?
Oh, man. Well, it's sad.
We made it through a football season.
We didn't make it through a football season.
This is
I partially blame the Huskers for going 3-9 for Tom's departure.
This is the first time that Happer has ended a show.
I know.
It's always happened to you.
Yeah.
What does it feel like with the few on the other foot? I guess it was.
Why can't we blame it on you?
I mean, we can, but I think
all right,
more
me.
Will be revealed.
It was me. Yeah.
You might have done more shows than I have on this station.
I don't think so. Why? Why do you think
I
that?
Mean, just more partners. More,
oh,
more name
several
change.
More partners.
Way more way more partners than I've had. You've had a lot of shows.
I've got
Ever
around.
Had a
yeah,
lot of
several partners.
Partners.
I've got around. In the, yeah. in the
Under a year is not a problem for Happer. It's been used to, no, I don't know if you have had that.
There's
he
been,
has commitment issues.
But most of them have bailed on me, which would be right. why I have current commitment issues.
I didn't bail on him. You just moved.
I just want to say that I have appreciated, obviously, doing the handoff with you guys, and I'm sure we will over the next couple days as we finish this out. Happer, who basically helped make the Recruiting Hour happen, which allowed me to kind of get more used to doing daily radio, and then we had the opportunity to do this show for about 5 months, and it was a hell of an experience. 3 hours of radio every day mm-hmm. During a football season, during a Nebraska football season in which they went 3-9. I could not have been in this spot without Connor Happer, so I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Schaefer. I appreciate you. This has been good, and we still have another week, and then you guys can send your show off as well. So I know it's all happening kind of at once, but,
yeah.
which makes it a little.
But we've had a lot of.
Are we going to call it the Happering?
The Happering.
No, we are not. This
we've,
is not
we've had a lot of changes on this radio station. I mean, way back from Mike Welch and Brett Kane and Lanny Holstein, and we've always survived, and that's one of the things I've appreciated about this station. I mean, Happer came from the university. Rico came from, the university, not the University of Nebraska.
Kearney.
And it's just always seemed to
Can't
fit together.
Rico.
I mean, we're always wondering, it seems like, every couple of years, whether this thing, how it's going to work together, and it always does.
Yeah.
I loved working with Happer and Stevens, Tom and Bach.
People forget about Happer and Stevens.
Do they?
A small footnote on the history.
You don't
of
hear
station.
About it too much.
Oh, it was a long run. My longest running show, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought we had some good shows together.
I agree.
So that was fun. But I've also loved working with Bach because Bach is just the ultimate. I mean, he knows college football inside and out, and so he's fun to work with in that way. Knows Husker football history and basketball history. And he's just so laid back, so he's really easy. I mean, we've all worked with him in one way or another. I know you do post games with him, Hap. He's the ultimate professional. I'll miss him.
Of course, yeah. Everybody here is. So, to recap, me, Happer, Schaefer, right
Schaefer.
There. Tom, right there. Leaving.
We're leaving.
At the end of this week.
At the end of the week.
You better enjoy it if you like it.
Was this the worst goodbye ever?
Now, yeah, for sure.
Now, the lint about is how it was planned, which is to say it wasn't particularly planned.
Not planned at all. No. There was this grand idea on Friday of like all of us playing like some sort of trivia game and we rig it so Bach wins.
Yes.
And the rest of us lose so we have to quit our jobs.
That would have been great.
Could have been funny.
Would have been a good segment,
that
would have
been,
I think.
Fun. That would have been fun.
Would have, could have, should have, I suppose. So yeah, we'll round out the end of the week and then we'll be, oh, we still have a minute left in the show. Yeah, and we'll watch bad bowl games and we'll talk about them and that's it. And I don't have much else to say. Because I'm bad at this, obviously, as we have learned. I've learned nothing from my predecessors leaving.
Yeah, so many opportunities for you to see how other people have exited gracefully, and you have just stumbled all over yourself.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
It's okay. You'll have another opportunity to do the same thing on Thursday.
That's right. That's right.
We'll, and that goodbye. Time
this
is for
the
real.
Last goodbye. You'll have to make the round. You have to go on early break, and then our show, and then so you're going to have to do all the shows.
And we spared you, like, the Coach K year, you know, where you go around and you get presents from everybody.
Right.
Not that that was ever really on the table, but, like, we could have done another week.
I still want some dirt from the flower pot that sits out front the door of the ticket to take that home.
You're welcome.
That's
Mark?
I'm definitely taking memorabilia.
We're done for today. Tom and Bachrinus.
Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.